Today I want to talk about what the Lord says about Israel. I think it's very timely and very important to remember to every one of us. How we, the Jewish Messianic community, should relate to Israel. It might seem that these questions are such a simple questions, but how important it is for us to have the right answers for them. I believe so. So we are beginning with the book of Numbers from today's Torah chapter. Let us open Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 and 26. And let us read together. I believe we all know by heart this place of Scripture. But let us read together. Numbers 6, 24, 26. Yevarech ha Adonai veishmarecha. Yair Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Yisa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace, His shalom. Today I want to speak in the light of one of the most famous prayers, the blessing of which we conclude our Shabbat services. This is a wonderful ancient prayer, and it is so important that we understand what it means in our lives, in our congregation, for us. So let's look closely into the words of this blessing first pronounced by God. So first of all, very important thing we need to remember and know. This prayer is filled with deep spiritual meaning. It is a deep prayer. These words reveal the Lord's desire for us. Let us say for us. And let us say for me. For every one of us. His Father's heart full of love for His children. We can see it in this prayer. It is obvious there. Each of us today can boldly accept God's love as expressed through these words. And be confident that truly the Lord wants to bless us. He really wants to bless us. It is in His heart. This prayer is for each of us. And for each of us, it is a great blessing as well. Blessing of Aaron. But in the words of this prayer, there is yet another meaning. A very important meaning, which unfortunately seems to be overlooked by many believers. Many believers don't see this meaning in this prayer. So let's read again the opening and closing lines of Aaron's blessing. Verses 23 and verse 27. Opening and closing lines. Verse 23. Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them that this is how you are to bless the people of Thank you. Of Israel. I'm glad our Bibles are together. Of Israel. You are to say to them. And verse 27, the closing part of this blessing. In this way, they are to put my name on the people of Israel, so that I will bless them. Wow. A new meaning, and the most interesting meaning opens up to us. In this prayer. Once again, I want to repeat that the blessing applies to every believer in Yeshua, every one of us. In the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, everyone who believes in Yeshua, in the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, and Jacob, you are there in this prayer. However, initially this prayer was directed precisely at the sons of Israel, at the Jewish people, at state of Israel. This how to bless Israel, and I will bless them. Moreover, I am deeply convinced that even today this blessing relates directly to modern Israel and to the entire Jewish people. This is the message of the Lord to His chosen, His country, His Israel, His people. This is the message of love towards His children. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Today we see so much hatred in the world towards Israel, towards the Jewish people. It is not a news for us. We can see it everywhere. Today there is a war against God and His people. And not only in Israel. It is also happening on the streets of cities all around the world. In some European cities and even in Israel itself, synagogues are being smashed by extremists. In these days, last week. It is now generally unpopular in the world to support Israel. It is not popular anymore. At the same time, formally, anti-Semitism is hardly condemned. No one in decent society would call themselves anti-Semitic. It is hard to find anybody who calls themselves anti-Semitic. But many people openly condemn Israel and Jews in general. This is popular in these days. Sometimes it feels like the whole world is going crazy trying to condemn the Jews. And of course, we as spiritual people understand that the root cause of this war, one of the main roots, one of the most important roots, is the war that Satan is waging against the God of Israel. This is a spiritual thing. This is spiritual hatred. We as a Jewish Messianic society, community, cannot just stand aside and remain silent. We cannot. I believe that our direct calling from the Lord is firstly to pray for peace in Jerusalem. We need to pray. This is the time to pray for us. And secondly, to speak from a correct understanding of that war. An understanding derived not from the news, not from reports and media spin of the day. You can find so many interests in the news, but not many of those healthy for us. But entirely from God's own unchanging word. This is the source of news for us. This is foundation for us. Today, I do not want to try to explain the cause of the problems and conflicts taking place in Israel, but I want to look from the perspective of the scriptures at the existence of Israel and at God's love for the Jewish people. I believe it is critically important for us today. And as a basis for our further conversation, I want to cite a few passages from the Bible. So, we are the people of the book, yeah? Are you agree with me? Okay, if you have this book, this special book, please open Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through verse 3. One of the most famous places of scriptures. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. And from first verse, then Adonai said to Abram. Who said? Thank you for your help. Adonai said to Abram, get going out from your land and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. Verse 2. It reminds me of this prayer of Aaron, blessings of Aaron. My heart's desire is to make you into a great nation, to bless you, to make your name great so that you may be a blessing. My desire is to bless those who bless you, but whoever curses you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. How wonderful. How important it is for us to know it. The first and most important promise from the Lord to Abraham, I will bless you so you will be a blessing to all the earth. To all families of the earth. And the second place, Genesis chapter 13. This is the foundation for us tonight, today. Genesis 13, verses 14, 15. After Lot separated himself from him, Adonai has said to Abram, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are to the north, south, east, and west. For all the land that you are looking at, I will give to you and to your seed forever. Let us say forever. The Lord made an eternal covenant with Abraham. Eternal covenant with Abraham. And as a sign of this covenant, he gave Abraham the land for eternal possession. In other words, God will take the land from Abraham only if the covenant is canceled. And this will never happen, because God promised to keep his covenant forever. Forever. We live in the time when nations are rebelling against the Lord and against everything that is connected with him and his existence. It is as if people are trying to delete the name of God from history and call themselves the ruler. Put their name above the name of the Creator. You know, when I think about this time reminds me very much of the time of the construction of the Tower of Babel. Do you remember this place of scripture? It's in the book of Genesis chapter 11. Whole earth, they came together, all nations of the earth, to build a great tower up to heaven, to put their name above everything. You remember what humanity wanted at that time, to build a tower up to heaven in order to exalt mankind above everything else. And you recall that it did not go well for them. Do you remember that, what happened to them? Because of this account, my first language is Ukrainian, my second Russian, and only my third is English. It really didn't go well for them at that time. We know that the Lord created this universe and everything in it, and that he alone is the only real ruler and owner of this earth. Not the governments, not the state, not people, the Lord. This is the foundation for us, the Lord, because we are people of the book. Since the Lord is creator and ruler of all, he certainly has every right to allocate the land to whomever he wishes. He decided to give it to Abraham. It was his will, and it is his will. And here will be even more. Long before the emergence of Europe, the United States, Russia, and modern Palestine, our Lord promised Abraham and his descendants the land of Israel for eternal possession. Way before Moscow, way before United States of America, the Lord promised this land to Abraham. Genesis chapter 17. Let's stay in Genesis for a couple more minutes. Genesis 17, verses 7 and 8. Again and again. 17:7-8. Yes, I will establish my covenant between me and you. This is the third time the Lord is telling to Abraham. And your seed after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, in order to be your God and your seed's God after you. I will give to you and to your seed after you the land where you are an outsider, the whole land of Canaan is an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Please note that those verses use the word everlasting two times, an everlasting covenant and an everlasting possession, twice everlasting. That seems to suggest that he expects his covenant and his assignment of the land are everlasting. So, here's the English. Everlasting means eternal. Means infinite. Means time without end. Forever. Forever. Since there is so much time in everlasting, let me take just a minute to give some history of the ancient people we know as the Philistines, people whose name became the modern name of Palestine. About Philistines. The Philistines, Hebrew Plishtim, are an ancient people who inhabited the coastal part of Canaan since the 12th century BC. They were mentioned several times in the Bible, beginning with Genesis chapter 10, verse 14. This is the first time we see Plishtim there. They lived on the south coast of Canaan from the 12th century BC until 604 BC. This is historical. For centuries, they were subjects to Assyria and then to Persian Empire, finally destroyed by King of Babylonia. They were destroyed as a nation. They lost their distinct ethnic identity and disappeared from the historical and archaeological record by the late 5th century BC as a nation. But you will notice today that the Jewish people exist to this day. And today we have the state of Israel. Such a difference. Now let's continue with our theme and once again look from the perspective of the Bible at God's desires for Israel. So the first part, may Adonai bless you and keep you. So from the very first words of this prayer, we see that the Lord wants to bless Israel. This is His will and His aspiration. I would like to repeat it again and again. The will of God to bless Israel, not to curse Israel. To bless in Hebrew, everech, from the root bracha, actually blessing. By blessing, Scripture understands the conversion and the impact of God's mercy, of grace on a person or group of people, either by God Himself or by people acting according to the will of God. So He wants to bless. He has everything for us and everything for Israel in the heavens. There is a certain place in the heavens where everything is stored up that the Lord has prepared for Israel. So His will, His resources, His power, His anointing, and the strength we need for our lives. He has everything stored for us. Because of Him we live and breathe. He gives life and sustains life in us. The Lord protects Israel from enemies and diseases. He commands His angels to protect us. This is His will. And it is only by His perfect will that such a beautiful country, Israel, exists today. It is a beautiful country. You cannot be in love in Israel if you were there. It is a beautiful place. And a beautiful people there. So let's see what God has to say about the restoration of modern Israel. Let us open Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 through 22. Isaiah 49 from verse 14. This is about modern Israel, about the restoration of Israel. Isaiah 49, verse 14. But Zion says, Adonai has abandoned me. Adonai has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her child at the breast, not show pity on the child from her womb? Even if this were to forget, I would not forget you. I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Can you imagine? The Lord is saying here, I engrave you on the palms of my hands. They're always with me. I always see them. I will never forget about Israel and Jerusalem. Good idea to engrave something in your palms of your hands when you need to remember something, yeah? It's always here. Everything you do, you remember. It is here. I never forget about it. Yeah, I remember my time when I was in the school and tried to do something, yeah? I engrave you on my palms of my hands, so I will never forget. So the Lord did the same. He engraved Jerusalem on palms of his hands. Your walls are always before me. Your children are coming quickly. Your destroyers and plunderers are leaving and going. Raise your eyes and look around. They are all gathering and coming to you. Adonai swears, as surely as I'm alive. How strong it is. As surely as I'm alive. Do you remember, Am Israel Chai, O Davinu Chai, the Lord of Israel, He's alive. The Father of Israel is alive, and Israel is alive. You will wear them all like jewels, adorn yourself with them like a bride. For your desolate places and ruins and your devastated land will be too cramped for those living in it. Your devourers will be far away. The day will come when the children born when you were mourning will say to you, this place is too cramped for me. It looks like today. It is very expensive to buy anything in Israel now. It is not too much space there. So many people are in the small piece of the land. It is really small piece of land. The place is too cramped for me. Give me room so I can live. Then you will ask yourself, who fathered these for me? I've been mourning my children alone as an exile, wandering to and fro. So who has raised these? I was left alone. So where have these come from? Adonai Elohim answers, I'm calling to to the nations, raising my banner for the peoples. They will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. Isaiah 49. Today with our eyes we see the fulfillment of the prophecies of the restoration of the Jewish state. Isaiah 66, 8, verse 8. Isaiah 66, 8. And remember, this is only the foundation for us to know. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such thing? Can a land be born in one day? Is it possible? Yeah, we know it is possible. It was never possible before, but now it is possible. Can a nation be brought forth at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. In one day, on May 14, 1948, after the proclamation of independence, and on May 11, 1949, by a UN decree, the state of Israel was restored to a part of its historical, God-given territory, giving us the confidence that in time, the fulfillment will be complete. We see the fulfillment of God's promises, which were spoken through the Hebrew prophets. We need to remember that this is our basis, our foundation. I believe with all my heart that the Lord Himself gathers His children, that He is the author of the restoration of the Jewish state. He is an author. The Lord's mercy and faithfulness is infinite, and because He did not betray His people, Israel, our people, people of Israel, every believer from all the tribes of the earth can be sure in the Lord's faithfulness. Why can you be sure that the Lord is faithful to you? Because He is faithful to His own people. He is faithful to Abraham. He is faithful forever. It is His heart. He wants to bless. He is faithful, Lord. Now is a difficult but also prophetic time, when everyone who calls himself a child of God, everyone who prays and worships to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through his Messiah, the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, must open his heart to God's love for the Jewish people. This is the time. This is the time to love Jewish people, to stand together with Jewish people. Now is the time to show your solidarity with the God of Israel and with the people of Israel. This is the time. Am Israel chai, Odavinu chai. Israel is alive, and the Father of Israel is alive. Amen. Dear friends, I would like to say a couple important words right now. And this is also, you remember, we have secrets here. I will always remind you about the secrets. So this is one of the secrets. Do not tell anyone. Dear friends, the time comes when we must agree with the Bible, become a people of the book, to stand with Israel in solidarity, to pray for Israel. I remember what a great revelation it was for many people when they learned that Yeshua, Jesus, is a Jew. Wow. How blessed we are because we know this revelation. And how many people, they have no idea about this. That all the apostles are Jews. That the Old Testament is the Torah and the Hebrew scriptures. This is Old Testament. This is Baptist Old Testament. And Pentecostal Old Testament. And Charismatic Old Testament. It is Hebrew writings. And now it's even more harder. That Mary, the mother of Jesus, she is the Jewish girl and her name Miriam. Such a great revelation. Actually, I heard that she was from Poland, from Ukraine. I agree with one condition, that she was a Jew from Poland or from Ukraine. She's a Jew, yeah. And that the entire Bible is filled with love for the Jewish people. Bible, it is the letter of love towards the Jewish people. Letter of love. I want to bring one example from the New Testament, very fast, very quick. It's Romans chapter 9, verse 2, 3, 4, 5, and whole chapter, but we will read only a couple words. Romans 9, 2. My grief is so great. And remember, this is not poetry. Sometimes when people read Bible as a poetry, they miss so many things there. It's a poetry, but it has deep meaning. So when Paul says here, my grief is so great, it wasn't just, you know, let's say something beautiful here, because it's the Bible. Really, his grief was so great. The pain in my heart so constant. So he had pain in his heart. And you know, sometimes when you have spiritual pain, you can feel it even physically. It's always with you because it's pain for you. It is grief in your life. That I could wish myself actually under God's curse and separated from the Messiah, if it would help my brothers, my own flesh and blood, the people of Israel. They were made God's children. The Shekinah glory was being with them. The covenants are theirs. And remember, covenants, including New Testament, New Covenant, it's also theirs. First to the Jews and to the all nations of the world. All are included in the covenant of the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with his people. The covenants are theirs. Likewise, the giving of the Torah, the temple service, and the promises. The Christian world know him as Apostle Paul, and the Jewish world as Rabbi Shaul, one of the most famous apostles, emissary for non-Jews. He devoted his entire life to ministry to his own people, the people of Israel, out of his love to his people. So, let us move to the next part of the blessing. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. An important meaning in these words. lift up his face towards, is to direct his attention, his care, his love towards you, to remember his plans in your life and in life of Israel. And I want to touch one of the spiritual meaning of these words, and I believe it is very important to remember. These beautiful words of blessing, may the face of the Lord shine upon you. I believe that these words, more than beautiful poetry, they have direct application, very direct. So to face the face of God in the Bible means His presence. When you see face of God, it always means His presence. When He is present on this place. When I read these words of blessing, I remember the prayers of Moses when the Lord was angry with the sons of Israel and said that He would no longer lead them, but would send His angel. It is in Exodus chapter 33. Let us open Exodus 33 and stay a couple more minutes there. And remember, time is nothing for us. We are in eternity, yeah? Eternal covenant. Infinite covenant. So we are sometimes in this time. So Exodus 33, verse 11. So Adonai spoke with Moses face to face, panim el panim, as man speaks with his friend. May his face shine upon you. So here's Moses speaks with the Lord face to face, panim el panim. When he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the tent. Verse 13. Now then I pray, if I have found grace in your eyes, show me your ways, so that I may know you, so that I might find favor in your sight. Consider also that this nation is your people. Verse 14. This is the answer from the Lord. My presence, and again, panai, my face, the face of God. The Lord does not say, my kevot, my glory will be with you, but my face will go with you, and I will give you rest, he answered. Verse 15. But then he said to him, if your presence, paneicha, again, your face, your presence, does not go with me, don't let us go up from here. I don't want to go anywhere. We'll die in the wilderness. So, I have a question for you. How could Moses speak with God face to face? Panai. How is it possible? How could he ask the Lord, the face of God, to be over Israel? How? The Bible teaches us that no one can see the face of God and stay alive. Nope, isn't possible. It's clearly in the scriptures. How can Moses can talk to the Lord, to God, face to face? The Lord showed his great mystery to Moses in the chapters 33 and 34 book of Exodus, when he himself passed by Moses. And at the same time, the Lord himself stood next to Moses, if you read this passage, covering Moses' face with his hand, and the Lord calling to the Lord, proclaiming his attributes, all in this chapter, 33 and 34. The Lord is standing with Moses, closing his eyes, the Lord passing by, and the Lord calling to the Lord, calling his great attributes. I'm convinced that this one, the one who came to Moses and stood with him, covering his face, was none other than our Messiah Yeshua. I think about it. Colossians 1:15. He is the image, Greek eikon, image, representation, is Yeshua, of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen, whether thrones or angelic powers or rulers or authorities, all was created through him and for him, Yeshua the Messiah. the image of God, His representation. The great Almighty God, whose face no one can see, ever see, and stay alive, whose glory no one can endure, revealed to us His face in His Son, Yeshua the Messiah. It is so obvious in the Scriptures, in Torah. This is the revelation Moses received on the mountain, and his own face began to shine from what he saw. His face began to shine from the glory of the Lord. So I think, it's my impression, when we pronounce Aaron's blessing over the children of Israel, over the Jewish people, we also ask the Messiah, the Paneha, the God's face to come quickly. To the Messiah, His presence to come into Israel. Yeshua is the one who revealed to us the face of the Father, who is the blessing and life of Israel. I want to share with you one more thing. In addition to physical protection and blessing, we need spiritual awakening, so that the face of the Lord shines over us, so that the Messiah will come to us, to His people. Only with the coming of the Messiah will shalom, real peace, come to this earth. It is impossible without Messiah. No political group can do peace on this earth. It's impossible. Only the Messiah. We know that the second coming of our King and Lord Yeshua, restoration will come to this world. Jerusalem will become the capital of the world, and nations will flow to it to worship the Lord. I don't want to read it here, but Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16. It said there that all the nations who were in war against Israel will come to Israel to worship the Lord. Jerusalem will be the capital of this world, this earth. It is the promise of Adonai. And also, one more secret, not tell anyone, specifically to those who will be able to watch this video. I want to say to all who call themselves believers, I want to remind, Yeshua will come not to Moscow, not to Kyiv, not to Washington, D.C., not to Paris, but to Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish people. And I would like to conclude with last verse of Aaron's blessing. In this way, they are to put my name on the people of Israel so that I will bless them. These words mean I will claim my ownership of them. They belong to me. I myself will bless them. I want to remind you, you are His. We are His. He will not share you with anybody. Don't be afraid. You are under His protection. He is your Lord. Everyone who is here, who is a part of Messianic movement, thank you for your faithfulness and your dedication. You are so important in the eyes of the Lord. You are the blessed one by His presence, by His face, by Yeshua. We love you and happy to serve the Lord together. It is so important. So now I want to close with one very important prayer. So I would like to ask us to stand together. And I would like to spend a couple minutes to pray for Israel. If you are with your family, please stay together. And let us pray for a couple of minutes for Israel. Before our prayer, I would like to read Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be at peace. May there be shalom within your walls, quietness within your places. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I now say, shalom be with you. For the sake of the house of Adonai, our God, I will seek your good. So let us take a couple minutes and pray for Israel. Let us raise our voices to the Lord and let tell Him our our heart and everything that is our heart, Lord. Thank you so much for Israel, Lord. We come to you in the name of Yeshua, and we ask that you will bless your people, Lord, that you will bless us, Lord. Bless us, Lord, with your presence. Bless us, Lord, with your peace, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you will stretch your hand and bring your peace into the land of Israel, Lord, into Jerusalem, Lord. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for your people, Lord. We pray for Israel, Lord. We pray for all Jewish people who live in Israel, Lord. Bring your salvation. Bring your Yeshua there to them, Lord. Open their hearts, Lord, and fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. And also, Lord, we pray for other nations who live in Israel, Lord. Bring your peace into their hearts, Lord. And also, Yeshua, open yourself to them, Lord. Let them know you. Let them love you. Bring your peace. Bring your shalom. Bring your restoration, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. And Lord, also, I pray for everyone who is in this place right now. I pray that you will bring your peace, that you will bring your shalom into our hearts, Lord. Please heal us, Lord. Heal us physically. Heal us emotionally, Lord. Heal us spiritually, Lord. Heal our hearts, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. Heal our memories, Lord. Let your face shine upon us, Lord. Bring your presence, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, Lord. I ask for everyone who needs your healing, Lord, right now. I ask for your presence, Lord. In our families, Lord. Everyone who is going through a difficult time in their families, Lord, I ask, Yeshua, please, bring your peace. Peace in the Holy Spirit. Help us to remember to pray for Israel, Lord, to be a blessing for others, Lord, that you may bless us too, Lord. Thank you so much for your healing in physical ground, Lord. Thank you for healing right now in this place. Thank you, Lord, for your love, unconditional love, for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in this place, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment, Lord. Lord, also we stand with solidarity, in solidarity with Israel, Lord. We ask that you will protect Israel from fight, from rockets, from inside war, Lord. Protect Israel. And Lord, we ask for America, Lord. Protect America, Lord. United States of America. Protect us, Lord. Bring your peace, your healing, Lord, over us. And Lord, I ask, protect our congregation, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you, Lord, for your miracles, for your ministry, Lord, to us, for your presence with us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I would like to invite Cantor Aaron to pray over congregation.
Now, as you close your eyes and have that more in-depth understanding of the Aaronic benediction, please let this prayer flow over you and bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant each and every one of you his peace. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'yachunecha. Yisa Adonai Adonai panav alecha. Vayisem lecha shalom. God bless you.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Please keep this peace and bring this peace to others. Shabbat shalom.